This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On a traffic island in the middle of a wide street, a biologist named Amy Savage is conducting a study of the eating habits of ants in different cities. And this is not just a one-off. When it comes to ants, Amy Savage is in it for the long haul.
We do these outreach events sometimes when we're talking about ants. And I see this pattern where a lot of time the adults are like, oh, I got stung by a fire ant once. So I was mowing my lawn and these ants crawled up my legs. Well, yeah, you just destroyed their home. And the kids, though, it's like, I was watching this ant. I dropped some ice cream and it was all over it. And then all his friends were on it. And, you know, it's like so much more of an appreciation for the natural history. So I love being a part of that. And I guess I never lost it as I got older. There's some little ones right here. This might be thief ants. Those are really small. Do you see them?
No.
There's one.
Oh, yeah. They're very small.
Yeah. They're tiny.
Do you meet any people who are confused about what you're doing?
Well, I did have an experience in New Orleans. I was in the French Quarter and sitting on this upraised root of a big tree. And this guy walked up to me and he was like, that's the spot. The spot? That's where I go when I need to contemplate life. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm studying ants. And so then he told me that I should be aware that they call it neutral ground. That neutral ground was haunted, so I might get visited by a spirit. But they're all friendly. It's okay.
Did you have any spirit interactions while you were down there?
I didn't. But I told them, he asked me what my feelings were on paranormal activity. And I said, I don't have any strong feelings. You know? We have a really intimate relationship with ants, even if we don't think about it very much.
So on the medians, though, their colony is entirely self-enclosed in this dirt.
Multiple colonies, yeah.
So when people walking by see you guys doing the trials and ask sort of what's the point of what you're doing, how do you explain that to them?
So I usually start with saying I'm really interested in understanding how species living in cities interact with their environment and with people. So for ants, if you put these feeding baits out, they will either go crazy for the sugar or they'll really choose the proteins. In street medians on Broadway, over 90% of them went for fats, which wasn't at all what we were expecting. But the same species living in forests and parks in Manhattan went for sugars. So now a big part of what we're doing now is trying to see if this is an urban pattern or if it's something's going on in New York City.
What do you think it is that's going on?
I really think it's being fat starved. I think they're not getting the sources of fat that they need. It's hard living in these urban environments. It's metabolically costly. And so they might be going for the fats because they're expending so much energy just to live in those environments.
So the idea is that they are eating sort of street litter and just things that get dropped, whatever they can sort of get their claws on?
Exactly. So it's really surprising to people because they think human foods are really fatty. But really what gets dropped is really carbohydrate rich more than it is fatty. If you feed ants lots of carbohydrates, then they eat insects more quickly. They're more voracious towards insects.
So these colonies that are living in street medians are, on one hand, essentially living off of human litter, and on the other hand, it's making them more aggressive?
Exactly. Both of those things are happening. And they're not totally living off human trash, but that human trash is kind of this bonanza resource. We definitely see lots of halal food. We see banana peels a lot of times in the medians. You know, Danielle did find a whole rotisserie chicken, but that's not always common.
That's Amy Savage, a biologist at Rutgers University. She met up with the contributor, Alex Karp.